Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Coach Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this conversation, Victor Constantino, CEO of Avoco Manami, takes a swipe at the Cabo Verde government's approach to restart the tourism sector and advises the country's tourism ministry to engage private sector stakeholders to develop practical and sustainable solutions in order to mitigate the effect of the pandemic on the sector. So my guest is Victor Constantino, who is a founder and president and CEO of Avoco Manami, based in Cabo Verde. Hello, Victor.
Hi, Kojo.
How is everything?
How are you?
Very well.
Very well, yes.
How is everything in Cabo Verde in terms of now? Are you opening up? Is there a plan to open the country up for tourism, etc.? Give us a picture of it.
Yes, now it is in this moment in Cabo Verde, we have normally the government preview to opening in 15 August. But for this pandemic, is COVID-19, we continue don't open because the case increase very, very bad in Cabo Verde. That is, I don't know if the same of the other countries, but in this case, the people don't open. We have only now for the flight TAP. It's TAP, it is the Portuguese airlines. To go 3 times for a week in Praia and to go to Lisbon directly. This is for the flight because I need to concentrate for that. For the other side, we have a lot of things that government do it, but now in the private sector, we have a huge problem because a lot of hotels, a lot of SME closed completely and stop definitely the opportunities that is open. Now people the government said that it prepares the gigs, tourism and other sides. I really disagree about all this upset if you plan for the one way. Really, Kojo, because we need to integrate all these things because it's not only that. We need to create different way, but to put together and to implode it definitely. Now past yesterday, we have a lot of rain in Cabo Verde, a lot of road is destroyed, and we didn't know if people prepare and plan something about. And this is, I link it with the tourism because we link it for the tourism because we need the flight, we need the roads, we need the gate tourism, we need the train, but tambay we need some fiscal implementation to help the SME to put the tourism combat. We need only that, and this is very important. We need a sanitary protocol. I do it for the last time, and until now, we didn't have.
So are you saying that, Victor, sorry to catch you, but are you saying that you've had the document or the plan, but there is no practical solution as to putting the measures in place and all of that? But you again on the other side is making the point that the cases are rising, So
yes,
I mean, expand more on that. Tell me more about whether you have the plan that it is not being implemented, or you're waiting for the cases to come down, the caseload to come down before you can begin implementation of it. What is the exact issue?
Exactly, for me, the issue now is the protocol sanitary. If you see it at the view of the tourist, the real tourist need to have security to come back in Cape Verde and the beautiful island that we are. We need to put the protocol sanitary. We didn't have it now. We didn't have it. We are talk a lot about it, but we didn't have it. We don't have a document that you tell this, it is the plan. This, it is how to do the next step. We didn't have it in Cabo Verde. We see we have post to, what is this? The government presented something that is, I put every island a center of COVID-19, but it is not the tourism. It is. You need to think more. You need to put more strategy about it. Example of this strategy is the protocol sanitary. And really, Avaco Monami told this in the past time. I see that I'm very interesting to do it for my country. But okay, people don't need it. I don't know what is this, but it is very flu. We didn't see how the next step. I don't know if you understand me. People don't know what is the next step that people do to implement something, because we don't have a plan. We don't have a plan. We didn't share the plan with all these people to include it of the sector of the tourism sector. We need to know it. The strategy of this government and to do punctual things. Example, training of guide tourists. Do some competitiveness plan, but we didn't see really what is the integrated plan.
But what is the integrated plan? Before they came out with a plan, did they meet with the operators, the hoteliers, people like you, to ensure that everyone is on board to have, you know, a plan that caters for the sector and you know, the country as large?
Until now, we didn't put all this meeting for all those hoteliers or things. I think the strategy that government use it is to, for me, I disagree with that, is to contact hotel per hotel, send the people in the field to visit the hotels. But Kojo, please, if my SME, I have a huge problem of cost the cost and to reduce the cost and to have some expenditures that is possible to control, how do you continue my activities? If you don't have, if I didn't receive tourists inside in my hotel, it is not possible to continue to pay salary for guys to come and to work. No, it is not possible. And now a lot of hotels, it's closed, completely closed. You didn't put this guy inside at the same room to think about what is the next step that they do. And me, I didn't receive any invitation to invite me to think about it. People, I didn't receive it for me. Possibly other person, but I didn't see in the private sector to have a lot of a huge meeting for all these hoteliers, all these consultants to take a plan, to take something that to create in together and to put to implement it together.
The minister, Dr. Carlos Santana, had mentioned that they were meeting and making plans for the tourist guides and other sectors of the tourism industry.
Yes.
Did you put out your concerns, or have the private sector reached out to the ministry or the tourism board to say that this is how we need to go?
It is the last week. The minister and the team, we have have an opening meeting for presentation of the diploma. It is something that to regulate the access and the exercise of the profession of tourist guides. It's not all the sectors of tourism. It's only the diploma. This is some regulation that the government need to put it in the, to go for the prime minister to approve it in the assembly to regulate the access and the exercise of profession of tourist guides. This is the minister that in, and this normally, this access and exercise of the tourist guides is to have some, what is I need? To have some regulation about how do you, for you, what do you exercise this profession? For the next time. It's not now, it's for the next time. And after that, the minister of the tourism and the EFP, it is the Institute of Employment and Professional Training, and to combine to have 5 people to train these people to have this exercise of guide. But it is not concerned for all the people to include it of the tourism sector.
Now, going forward, what do you think should be done? Because I know that the private sector and other small groups are also complaining about how to start tourism in Cabo Verde. Do you have any solutions, or have your members in the private sector, put up some solutions that the government can go by it?
Kojo, we have a lot of solution now, and a lot of country, African country, lead the way about it. We have in Ghana, example to enter in the airport. For the last week, I see that the president of Ghana opening the new system in the airport, how the people is coming and do it. We need to learn for other countries. Every day I repeat the people in Cape Verde, we need to lead to learn with other countries in Africa. In Africa, we have a lot of things good to do. In Senegal, now we have Senegal concentrate for 3 matters that he do. It's visit the hotel and put all the system of security in the hotel to tourists coming inside, really, at the beginning until your bedroom. We have a lot of steps that you need to do. In Ghana, we have in airport how you example that we need to lead. In Seychelles, we have something that how do you take your plan and you coming in the airport? How do you do this strategy about coming back the tourist of this country? Cape Verde, for me, it's not too specific way, but we need to learn for other countries in Africa now to do it and open definitely. Take the date to you open your country about tourism to coming back. This is my opinion, and it is really for me. We have, and this is if you are I summarizing with sanitary protocol, strategy and implementation about how do you how tourists are coming back, the road, the flight in this flight, we need to contact and opening our side to Maroc airline, Senegal airline, Europe airline, and other company that is possible to come in Praia. We need to do it very specifically and do step by step the concrete strategy that you implement. Don't do only about finish your get lines, but we need to do step by step something.
Okay.
For me, it's my opinion.
Okay, good. Now let's talk about Avoco Monami. Tell me about your company and what you are doing with SMEs in tourism and in Cape Verde.
Now Avoco Monami is in the company to lead these SMEs and help these SMEs for the different way in this administration, human resource, legal, and in this pandemic, in the March until now, Avoco Monami help every. We have a lot of SMEs in the tourism way. We help him to define strategy. How do you sustain your SMEs during this period, to plan in the next step, to plan how the government decide to open. What do you need to do to tourists coming back? How do you implement some protocol in your hotel or in your transport, and something that we help really in the different way, legal system, in the innovation, in the communication, because this is very important in the next step. If the government decide to open really this flight and the coming back to tourism in Cape Verde, we need to communicate, and we need to communicate properly to tourists coming back to you, and really open the way that your opportunities increase in the next time. Because Kodjo really is very interesting about it in Cape Verde. Now the pandemic is okay, we are inside, but we need to think after this pandemic. We need to think after that, 2021, 2022, and 2023. This is our common enemy. Help our enterprise and our firm that help him to think about it, to think after this pandemic. And this is very important for us. And we are trying to do our best, how at it, and trying to increase definitely our portfolio of clients.
What one thing are you going to do you expect to see when the pandemic is over in terms of tourism in Cabo Verde, from the islands, from different things that you offer? Because often than not, people talk about Cabo Verde, of course, the music, you have the sun, sea and sun. But the other things that people are not aware of, are you expecting some new strategic, in terms of changes to drive tourism in your country?
I expect more. I know that the opportunities of our Iceland that we know, the beautiful Iceland it is in Cape Verde, everybody that is seeing is coming back, is come to Cape Verde. I think that our government trying to do the best, but I expect myself, the government need to do more than the best. We need to do more. We need to work more, because we have a lot of opportunities that Cape Verde have it, and we need to profit it, to put it in the road show. People see it and come to Cape Verde. I expect it. I expect a lot of things. I think that after the pandemic, the tourists coming back in Cape Verde, because we have Morabeza, we have music, we have a lot of things. But my singing that the private sector need to lead this way. If you let only the government do it, I think we didn't have the proper strategy to implement correctly after the pandemic. The private sector need to lead very strongly this communication, and we need to communicate again to put these tourists to coming back.
Victor Constantino, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for my Kodjo, and thank you for this opportunity that you give me again to think about my country, that I love it, and I think that to share my passion of my country in Cape Verde. About the we know that we have a lot of problems in Africa and or something, but we have a lot of opportunities, and we need to profit it. We need to think about it and don't fear about how the opportunities that our country need to implement and to see. We need really, for me, and this is my message for all the private sector in Cape Verde and in Africa, lead this way and communicate to put these tourists to coming back in Africa, because Africa is lovely. My country in Cape Verde is lovely. We have a beautiful beach, and I expect that the tourists to come in the next way, in the next time.
Okay. Obrigado.
Obrigado. Thank you.